This is the song that made Norah Jones famous. Don't Know Why sold millions and won a Grammy more than 10 years ago.
I waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why I didn't come.
Norah Jones' new album is different. But before we play it for you, you need to meet us outside a Manhattan bar. That's where we met Norah Jones on a recent morning. Most bars on the street were just opening up for deliveries.
So, Norah Jones, tell me where we're standing here.
We're here in the Lower East Side, in front of the living room on Ludlow Street.
The living room. It's a small place. Barely 24 patrons actually fit inside. And it's a place Norah Jones comes back to play old and new music again and again.
And this is where you had your secret concert to really try out this album in front of a live audience. Well, why is this
secret.
The place?
It's a secret. Well, because I can get a gig here at the last minute really easy, actually, because I know them. That's actually the truth. But also, it's just a comfortable place to play. I know I can fit my friends in there, and we don't have to sell tickets or tell anybody about it.
Okay, now here's some of the new album from Norah Jones. And like we're doing in this story, she rolled it out slowly. It's how she works. After trying out the songs in the comfy confines of the living room, her next test was a much larger audience. She played the entire set at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Texas.
It was a little nerve-wracking. I had no idea what was going to happen, but I didn't know how they would react to just a bunch of songs they didn't know.
Trying to pick up the pace, trying to make it so I never see your face again.
Norah Jones can sound fragile, like a performer who likes small venues and familiar faces. But don't get her wrong. At age 33, she's come up with a breakup album with attitude.
I've heard you joke before that, you know, breakups and going through hard times can be good material, but you didn't have it in the past.
Yeah.
Now I suppose you have it. I mean, how bad was the breakup that this album is based on?
Oh, well, you know, it's loosely based on a breakup I had, and there's a lot of fiction in there, too. It's encrypted.
How would you describe the story of the album?
I feel like all the songs are little scenes, different angles of the feelings that come around something ending. When something's ending, you go through so many different phases. And once you're out on the other side, it's like you can really see all the crazy phases you went through.
Good morning, my thoughts on leaving are back on the table. I thought you should know. And maybe powerful actions or powerful feelings.
I was one of your many fans a decade ago playing your music at dinner parties.
Oh, yeah, the dinner party.
The dinner party. You've probably gotten that a few times.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have that sound in my mind. And this album, the first time I heard it, it was a little jarring. It was really different. And then it just grew on me each time.
Yeah, it's a grower. But, I mean, gosh, 10 years have gone by. Everybody tries different things out in 10 years.
Norah Jones holed up in a Los Angeles apartment for a few months to create this music. She collaborated with a Grammy-winning producer who goes by the name Danger Mouse. She says the two of them had worked well together before on other projects briefly.
So I asked him if he wanted to produce something for me sometime. And he said, I'd love to work with you again, but let's go in and just see what we come up with instead of me bringing in a bunch of songs that were already finished. And
Come in with an empty slate, just start together. And
that just sounded really fun. I've never done that, and we're very good friends. I don't think it would be easy to do something like this with someone you don't feel comfortable with. Because what you're doing is you're showing your notebook to them. You're saying, okay, what about this line? What do you think about this? I would not be able to do that with just anybody because you're always self-conscious about what you're writing.
Did he take you out of your comfort zone in a way? I mean, this album certainly has a different feel to it.
He took me out of my known zone, I guess. I guess I don't really know how I was going to play these songs live. And I sat down at the piano and I played one of the weirder songs.
Which one?
Which was After the Fall, because there's this weird loop and then the drum beat's all backwards. And then I sat down at the piano and I started playing it just me. And I thought, oh, I'm really proud of this song. You know, this song kind of has bones. It has a structure without all that stuff on top of it as well. And then I realized that I was just very proud of these songs that we wrote together as songs.
I wonder, when you come back here to a place like the living room, I mean, there are some artists who have sold the number of albums you have who just don't have time or don't have the interest in playing, you know, for small crowds. I mean, there are probably only a few dozen people who can fit in the seats here. Why is that still important to you?
I have to play music.
But you could play music in some huge venue. I mean, you could sell out a much bigger space than this anytime you wanted to.
Yeah, but it's not about selling out or making money at that point. It's about enjoying playing music in a comfortable environment. You know, if I want to do a band of cover songs with my girlfriends called Puss in Boots, like...
Good name.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I play lead guitar in that band. I'm not going to play lead guitar in a concert hall, you know, full of people, because I'm going to mess up a lot. But it's going to be fun. And if you got a beer in your hands and you're sitting in the living room or something, it's okay.
You could never be a face in the crowd.
Nora Jones, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you.
The new album from Nora Jones is Little Broken Hearts, and you can hear it in its entirety at nprmusic.org. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.